This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Everyone's got Lamar on the mind, even Ed Reed, former Raven, one of the greatest Ravens of all time, by the way, one of the greatest safeties of all time, Pro Football Hall of Famer. This is what Ed Reed, he was on with Kevin Clark of TheRinger.com. He said this about Lamar. And he said, he's just got to be smart. I'm not telling him to play scared or anything because I don't think he's going to do that. He hasn't displayed that. But he has to be smart because it is a business and they will use that blank against you whether you like it or not. You can think these people love you. They're showing their true colors right now. And that's not a shot at the Ravens because they are an organization that's a business. It's a business first. It's the NFL. And it's football to the players, and we love that. But it's a business first to the league. He's 100% sure, right on that, Ed. But my question to you, Ed Norris, is this. Is Ed Reed telling them not to play? You don't want them to play scared. You want them to be smart as a business. You want them to take care of himself. Well, if he's not playing smart, I mean, he's not playing scared, but you want him to take care of himself, there's no way to do both and play.
Yeah, I don't know what he's suggesting, honestly. It's very confusing. What are you saying? I wish we would just speak plainly.
Like,
just say, you know, don't play scared. Take care of yourself. Okay. What?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean? You can't sit out. He's not going to do that.
I kind of wonder if that's what he suggested.
I don't know.
Because I've heard people on ESPN, former players, suggest he sit out.
I mean, and then he loses money, too. I mean,
yeah, but what you gain overall, I mean,
in the long term, yeah.
The best way for me to prove you need me is to prove you need me.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind that they need him. So I don't need him to sit out to show me how much the Ravens need him.
This is what Los Angeles Ram cornerback Jalen Ramsey had to say about the Lamar situation.
So we're talking about leverage if, and neither one of us is are in his shoes, right? Mm-hmm. But say you could be in Lamar's shoes. I know if I was in Lamar's shoes and I had the leverage that I feel like he has right now, he is a top quarterback in the league.
Like 100%.
And what he does for their team, their offense, as a leader, as everything that he does, like I feel like he has all the leverage.
Yep.
Like it ain't gonna be running the same without Lamar, right? If I was Lamar, in essence, I would call their bluff a little bit. I would like, yo, look, I ain't without no new contract, without y'all showing me that y'all value me, man, I'm not gonna play, man. He get dinged up by, I'm not finna play through these injuries like I would. I'm not finna be going out here sacrificing my body and y'all are in essence, I'm not saying this is what they're doing, but y'all are disrespecting me by not giving me what I deserve. Like, how would you handle that if you in a situation where, like, man, you got the leverage and they still ain't respecting it? They ain't getting it done.
That's Jalen Ramsey talking to Bobby Wagner, his teammate, on an uninterrupted podcast. Here are current NFL players, Ed, saying he's got all the leverage, and if he's out, that offense – I love people, well, some of them never played high school football, telling you that the backup quarterback is as good as Lamar.
Well,
you got guys who play in the league who know what they're looking at telling you, stop.
It doesn't work that way. No. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And I mean, I say that the most popular in town is always a second string quarterback. Oh, he could do that. Why are we paying him? It's like, you'd pay, like you always say, if the second guy moves up to number one, you got to pay him. And he's not as good. So that's the case here. Nobody's good as him.
Jalen Ramsey is basically saying that if we played the Ravens, I'd rather face Tyler Huntley.
Of course he would.
Put him in.
Of course.
That's not Lamar. I got less to worry about. I think there's another piece of this too, Ed. I think the NFLPA, which Ramsey's a part of, I think they're pulling for Lamar because Lamar's contract could be Kurt Flood-like.
Absolutely.
He could change the league.
He could. I mean, Kurt Flood changed everything with free agency and the way baseball was, well, the way it was done. And Lamar could do the same thing. You never know. He could change it where it becomes like baseball with his guaranteed money.
Yep. Because the NFLPA can't use Deshaun Watson as an example. Because Deshaun Watson's in a lot of trouble, number one. Yeah. And the Cleveland Browns are who?
Right.
They're not an organization that you want to use as a champion behind.
No.
The Ravens are a well-respected organization. We're not saying that because we're homers, folks. They are.
No, there's a handful of them that people acknowledge. It's like the Ravens, the Steelers, the New York Giants.
Yeah.
They're always considered good organizations, good owners, good front office. And they're right. They're respected. The Browns are not.
Yeah. You know? So if the NFLPA will say, see, the Ravens are doing it, it's telling you that's how it should be done. Mm-hmm. They did it with Lamar. Those two examples together is so much leverage for the NFLPA for the next CBA.
Yeah. And maybe that's where they're heading. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. I know I would. That'd be the one thing I'd want more than anything if I was a player would be guaranteed money.
I said it before. I'll say it again. I don't think this is no longer about Lamar and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
This is about NFLPA and the owners.
Yeah.
You got NFLPA and Lamar's here telling them what Jalen Ramsey just said. Man, you got too much leverage. Don't break. Then you have the owners in Bisciotti's ear saying, listen, man, this is Lamar. This is the Ravens. You do this, you set a precedence. You set a precedence. So I think it's going to take another owner to blink and say, well, I'll pay him the money. I think this is now NFLPA versus owners. I don't think this is about Ravens and Lamar anymore. 410-583-1057. Robbie and Timonium. What's up, Robbie?
Let me tell you, Rob, we finally absolutely agree on something. And I'm going to tell you this. You hit it right on the head. Folks, the average football player is only around 3 years. Guaranteed money is coming now. And the owners already have the insurance. They never thought they'd have the money to pay it. Well, they do.
Yeah.
It's called gambling revenue, which they never thought they'd have. And now games are going to be on Amazon, and they're going to get money for that. So the owners already have the money. And it's coming, just like you said, Rob. And Lamar is going to get the money, is going to get it guaranteed, and the players should get it guaranteed. Just like a change in baseball, Lamar is going to make a change in football. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. 410-583-1057 is the number. The NFLPA wants him to be that poster child.
Yeah,
folks,
you
can look 5 years from now, and you can say Lamar Jackson changed the league, the salary structure of the league. Let's go to Mike, who is on the road. What's up, Mike? Mike, you there?
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
The comment I have about the Lamar situation is, yeah, I mean, I think he's great. I enjoy watching him. I think everything about him is fine. I don't understand what he's doing about this, wanting to guarantee. I know the Players Association's probably behind him to, make this, a groundbreaking thing. And if I'm Bisciotti, I don't do it. It's not good business. You don't do something that's going to be groundbreaking, that's going to set a precedent. The Browns didn't set a precedent because nobody pays any attention to them.
But they did.
But, Bisciotti would set a precedent, and he's not going to do it. I hope Lamar wins the MVP this year, and before next year, we trade him so that, we'll get four number one picks for him.
And Mike, let me ask you this, okay? Let me say this, though. It's not really a question. Let's say the Ravens do exactly what you said, and they trade Lamar, and they get their next franchise quarterback. Wherever Lamar goes, he's going to set that precedence. So that means that next quarterback you get, franchise quarterback, you're paying him guaranteed. Because Lamar's going to set the precedence somewhere. So you're going to still be... I guarantee you he will.
You think there's no team that's
going to
do that?
I guarantee you he will. There's 32 teams in the league.
Listen, you get teams like the Jets who have not been able to find a quarterback forever. They get a shot at him in New York.
Are you kidding me? The Giants, either one of those teams.
Yeah, they're not happy with Danny Dimes.
So you can let Lamar go for somebody else to set the precedent and then leave you with the bag for you to have to do it with somebody else.
Yeah.
You're not going to win without a franchise quarterback. Stop trying. Listen, man. Stop trying to bargain basement and think you're getting quality. You're not doing it. There's lots of good cars out there, but they don't all run the same. They don't all run the same. Why does that car cost so much? Get behind the wheel. You'll find out.
Yeah.
Why is that car so cheap? Get behind the wheel. You'll find out. That's life, man. Hey, why does that suit cost so much? Put it on you one time.
I mean, all those things.
Put it on you one time, and you'll never ask that question again. I want to hear from you, Baltimore. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. A little bit earlier, we heard from Jalen Ramsey from the Uninterrupted podcast. He was talking to his teammate, Bobby Wagner. This is what Bobby Wagner said. This is how he would respond to all this.
I think you handled it exactly how he's handled it, in my opinion. You go out there and just play games. Just prove him wrong.
Each and every week.
Each and every week, you prove him wrong. You know, all he can do is control what he can control.
That's a fact.
And what he can control is going out there and balling, which he is.
What's he doing?
You know, whether the team at the end of the season is successful or not, or like how many wins or not. If he has another great year, that's another great year.
Yeah.
And then now you're in a position where you got to either franchise tag him.
Yeah, they can't lose him.
I don't see like
there's no
them
way he
just
can't
walking
win.
Away.
Yeah,
like that's
they
the,
need him.
That's the Ravens quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody else coming in, and you have to change everything up. And so, you know, I'm praying for him. I know it's going to work out. I know he's going to do a great job. And, you know, I hope that the people that see him be inspired by, you know, being able to understand that that's an option, which that's really all you want it to be. It's not about taking over an industry. It's just showing, like, players, young guys, whoever, like, if you don't get an agent, you have an option to go about it the right way, but it take work.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're willing to put in that work, it can be very lucrative for you.
It's Bobby Wagner once again from Uninterrupted Podcast. Ed, these are defenders. Talking about an offensive player with reverence.
Yeah. That's the highest praise you're going to get.
Defenders.
Seriously. Yeah.
Talking about offensive player. Yeah. Defenders hate quarterbacks, especially these guys. They hate quarterbacks. Jalen Ramsey's the same one that dumped on every quarterback in the National Football League a couple of years ago.
He said Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers were okay.
Okay.
And the rest of them sucked. Right.
Let's go to Severn to get Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. Rob, answer me a question.
Uh-huh.
Why are Ravens fans so protective of Steve Bisciotti's money? Like they're going to inherit it one day or something. Blows my mind.
I have no idea because they don't understand, Josh, that they don't pay Lamar to get a quarterback that's a franchise quarterback. They're going to have to pay him probably more by the time that guy develops.
It's crazy. He's worth $6 billion. He can afford to pay Lamar whatever Lamar wants. And then send Lamar on whatever vacation he wants, all expense paid. Like, he can afford it, and you do not want to do what the Colts are doing, where every year you're picking some veteran quarterback off the trash heap and watching all of your other talented players age. You don't want to do it. It's not fun.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057. Josh said, he can afford it.
Yeah, he is. He's worth $6 billion. Yes, that's true.
He's got that tab covered. Marquise in Baltimore. What's up, Marquise?
So, it just amazed me how fans, before y'all went to commercial, how amazed how fans basically exposed themselves, basically saying how Lamar's not going to reset the market or he's not going, like another team wouldn't pay Lamar Jackson what he wants. Do they realize teams are desperate for franchise QBs and how hard it is to get franchise QBs, even through the draft. Lamar Jackson's a generational talent. So that guy, I think another team wouldn't pay $250 or $300 million guaranteed for Lamar. That guy is crazy. And he exposed himself and showed me how he feel about Lamar Jackson. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man. Let's go to Phil in Catonsville. Phil in Catonsville. What's up, Phil?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
Look, Rob, hey, you are so right. This is the NFL's version of the Cold War. This is the owners against the players. I think Bisciotti wants to pay him. I think the owners are like, you got to hold the line. Also, keep an eye on Tyler Huntley. How the Ravens address with Tyler Huntley will let you know where they're going to go with Lamar. Because I think this is Huntley's last year, and it's not like he's not going to demand a lot of money on the market as a backup because he thinks he can start somewhere. So, fellas, I just wanted to say that. Your thoughts. Commissioner Norris, get that cocktail napkin out for Baltimore. We still need you, babe.
All right. Let's go to Gambrel's and get Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not
much. Hey, I think the last caller hit the nail on the head, partially at least, in that I think we're underestimating the NFL owner's ability to collude, because we know that this will fundamentally change the business of football forever.
I agree with you, and that's what I suggested. I think it was Monday. This is no longer, Ed, about Lamar versus Bisciotti. This is NFLPA versus NFL owners. These other NFL owners don't want Bisciotti to set a trend with Lamar because that's actually impactful. That's LeBron James taking his talents to South Beach. It impacted the entire NBA. Mm-hmm. This, you're talking about that type of player with that type of impact.
Yeah, no, he is. I think, honestly, I think your analogy with Curt Flood is a spot on because I don't think anybody saw that coming, whatever it was, 1970. And I think that's exactly what's going on here, where the one sport that needs guaranteed money the most, it makes the most sense because of the nature of the game, as Robbie said earlier, the average career is 3 years. I think it's 27 months, actually. It's a very short lifespan in the NFL. If you don't get paid, now you're 27 years old and you're retired and you're injured, and now what are you doing?
Yeah, you're done.
You're done.
Let's go to Steve in Towson. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, first of all, I love you guys. I listen to you every day in the morning. Mm-hmm. I value every one of your opinions. I think that what Commission just said about needing guaranteed money is absolutely true. What I got to argue with you guys about is we cannot pay Lamar Jackson. I think he's a great quarterback. I love watching him, but he's one injury away from never being Lamar Jackson again. If you watch like Aaron Rodgers and the premier franchise quarterbacks throw the football, those guys put it in on, inside of a dime. Lamar has a couple of lucky playmakers around him. I mean, Mark Andrews makes a catch on the guy's over his back shoulder, on the guy's shoulder. Like, he's lucky that those guys are making those plays right now.
What about the four touchdown passes that he dropped in the shoe bucket, the shoe box? What about those? You gave me one. I just gave you four.
Okay. What I'm telling you is
every quarterback has playmakers to make plays for him. Every great quarterback has them. That's what makes them great quarterbacks.
Let me ask you one question, Rob.
That Mark Andrews made a great play on, and I give it to Mark Andrews. There were four other touchdown passes that not many quarterbacks are going to make.
I got you, but let me ask you one question. If Lamar has a ACL tear and he's two steps or a step slower than he is now, is he Lamar Jackson? Is he still that quarterback that can make throws and make plays?
First of all, who has ACL surgeries nowadays and a two steps slower? Who? Who?
Okay.
Who has that? I mean, your question is only relevant if that happens. It may take you a while to come back, but who has ACL surgeries now and a two step slower? It's not Gale Sayers.
Right.
When does that happen? 410-583-1057 is the number. Hey, Joe, we got to keep going, man. I mean, folks want to chime in, want to talk. What do you think? Let's do it. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We got to sound off. The rest of the country is sounding off. Why don't we sound off in Baltimore, Ed? Let's do it right here on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
8:04 in the a.m. Let's go out to the phone lines. But weighing in on Lamar today. Everybody else around the country is. Why not us? Earl in Michigan. What's up, Earl?
Hey, good morning, fam.
Good morning.
Hey, about this Lamar situation, my opinion, I think every player is just one injury away from anything. But me personally, I think if Lamar was to tear his ACL or something, I think he still can do it as a pocket passer. We just need to get – we probably need to change the upfront schemes or whatever. And, I mean, I always root for the underdog. I just want us to have a good team, no matter what it is. I can't spend nobody money, but I want them to get his money, and I just want us to win. Y'all have a good day. Thanks, love you guys.
Thanks a lot, Earl. Appreciate that. I wanted to ask him what part of Michigan and how did he get there. I mean, like, from Baltimore, why is he there?
I mean, yeah.
Let's go to Houston now. Get Jay. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Rob? Hey, Rob, my move was for work purposes, man. I remember you from when my son played at St. Francis. Anyway, let me move
you
on
do?
To what I call
it. All right.
It.
Okay.
See, I hate sitting behind them guys. Not the last one, but the one before that, because it made me change what I was going to talk about. But I'm going to talk about the injury thing, too. Herbert got hurt. Herbert doesn't look – now he looks human. But you don't hear anybody saying Herbert isn't going to reset the market. Another thing, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, as far as a caller before that talked about accuracy, Josh Allen wasn't the Josh Allen we're seeing now before he got Stephon Diggs. And the last thing – but Shoddy is going to keep Lamar because I think he's going to sell his team in a few years, and that team is worth way more with Lamar than without Lamar. That's all I have. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, sir. 410-583-1057. I don't know anything about him selling the team. Let's go to Matthias in Randallstown. What's up, Matthias?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, so I ain't going to hold my tongue. Don't sound Lamar Jackson. Don't sign him for this one specific reason, so that the Patriots can sign him, all right? Because if y'all don't want to sign him, that's cool. I mean, I know we want him up there. I mean, Belichick loved talking about Lamar. So, hey, if y'all don't sign him, you know what? Let him come right up there. I'll buy his plane ticket. I'll bring him in first class.
Matthias, I'm normally happy to get your call. I'm not today.
Well, hold on.
No, Matthias, I don't want to talk to you no more.
Wait. So, what? I mean, but this is the thing. I do think the Ravens should sign him so my dad don't cry at night. But the thing is, the other thing is, if they do sign him, what is that number that sets the precedent? And I'm going to just listen to y'all.
It's the guaranteed money. It's going to have to be.
Yeah, be a fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah. It's going to have to be the neighbor of Deshaun Watson as well. And the reason why it sets the precedent is because nobody care about Watson and the Browns.
No.
Let's be honest, man. That's why he sets the precedent.
Yeah.
Do we even still talk about Deshaun Watson's contract?
No. It's like, this is a different situation.
You look at that as Cleveland being Cleveland. If the Ravens do it, the Ravens do it, now we're cooking with Crisco. Let's go out to the phone lines. Jay in Baltimore. Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing, man? It's amazing that people continue to talk about this contract, man. And like you guys always say, man, the backup quarterback is always the most popular person on the team. I played quarterback in college too, man. So the backup quarterback was always popular. But at the end of the day, man, he was the backup for a reason. Not being cocky, but I'm just confident in myself.
Where'd you play college ball?
I am him. I played at Bowie.
Okay, all right.
And what's the name? And just going back to it, man, Lamar Jackson is one of one, man. You see Greg Roman's offense with Tyrod Taylor and Kaepernick. It never flowed like it does with Lamar Jackson, man. That guy is one of one. He deserves his money, man. And nobody talks about Kirk Cousins, his fully guaranteed deal. Nobody says nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? And it just baffles me, man. Every time people bring it up, man, they always just say, oh, his injury. Man, let the guy shine, man. And it's just real quick before I let you guys go, man. It's like when you're dating a fine woman, man. It's like, okay, outside of your morals and principles, your character, you have to pay to play, man. And that's what the Ravens got to do. They got to pay to play. That's it, man.
All right.
The silence in this room is because we're all collectively saying, he's right.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Can I get an amen? Yeah. Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, Ed, man, I'd love to sit down and talk some boxing with you one day, man.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Hey, man, you know, I do. You know, Rob, you know, you know my boys anyway. But look, I want to talk about this Ravens situation, man. You know, this is what I said about the Ravens before. I love the Ravens. They're a great organization. But they always, they remind me, my uncle always had a bunch of money, but every time he tried to buy something, he knew he had the money for it. So he always tried to bargain it down. And that's what the Ravens try to do all the time. They have the money. He comes to the store, said, "Dom, Dad, Uncle, you got 2 times much money with that car. Well, I can get it cheaper." That's what the Ravens try to do all the time.
That's how you keep your money.
Daryl, we may need to check. We might be related because I got that same uncle. Oh, boy. I got that same uncle.
Everybody's got one in the family. Remember, it's got a stain. Eh? Look, it's got a little stain. I want 20% off. Yeah, okay.
My uncle wanted to go car shop with me. Nope. You're not getting it for any cheaper than that. He just refuses to pay. You never pay what they ask you to pay. All right. That's fine. Do your thing, Unc. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, you see this whole thing with the Ravens are going through with Lamar, paying them. They're coming down to the 11th hour. Maybe even the clock might strike 12 on them and not pay them. Mm-hmm. You think the Orioles should maybe look ahead, have some forward thinking, and avoid that?
I do, actually.
We're going to talk about it on the other side right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.